Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for September 25th, 2018, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the change I'm making to the new Search Console course that you're going to like. What to look for in those mobile-first indexing emails you're getting from Google. Which site types can make the most use of the new speakable content schema markup. What the future holds for the Genesis theme framework and Gutenberg, and all kinds of birthday goodies coming from Cloudflare this week. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party, an interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Bloggate Facebook page, and we'll do a little open Q&A this time too. In Bloggate happenings, well, I got moved this past weekend, and I was glad to get back to my desk and working by Monday afternoon. My new office is a little boomy, as I've still got a few soundproofing elements to add, so I hope this sounds okay on the podcast. Now, moving and remodeling are each stressful things to do, and taking them both on at the same time is no fun. You know, it was planned so that the remodeling would be finished prior to move-in. But it didn't end up that way. And so I basically kicked everyone out until later this week so I could get back to work and unpack without holding the dog's leash in one hand. And so I could have some peace for a few days. It's going to be the end of the year before I'm fully settled. But I'm already enjoying this house layout and the neighborhood a lot better too. So I'm pretty happy. You know, all this house hoo-ha continues to bring up similarities to running a site for profit. My contractor's crew didn't do a good job with a couple of things, but he is bending over backward to make it right. I want a long-term relationship with this man, and the work he personally does is outstanding. Plus, I know I can trust his judgment and advice, and he'll be supervising the crew for the do-overs. Now, I sure do know how y'all feel when you pay folks to do stuff to your site and then still have issues with it, or get an audit and discover things were not done well. Same with getting things fixed by your host for free. Sometimes that's even worse, as they're hosting experts, not WordPress site experts. So prior to my move, I was helping a site audit client clean up a bunch of gunk that was left by a popular fix-it service and a popular image optimization service. And even though she got rid of the image squishing thing, it left behind a whole bunch of orphans that were goofing up things all over the place. It costs time, money, and peace of mind to have to do things 2 to 3 times instead of right the first time. But sometimes you can do all the research in the world trying to vet a service and still get screwed. Like my client did with the 2 popular services she used. And like me with some of this house stuff. You know, I hope I am to you what my contractor Joe is to me. The person who's going to make it right and help you keep your site running smooth and be there for whatever else comes down the pike for us. And I am so grateful that you continue to tell everybody about me as often as you can too. Your references or how I stay in business. Now, y'all were very kind not to deluge me with requests during my move time, but they're starting to roll in again. Even though there seems to be an issue with my service request forms, I think I have that fixed now, but we'll see. And I already have several requests in the queue for a few site audits and other services from folks who wanted to wait until October to start. So, if you're thinking about getting anything done with your site, contact me pronto, as I'll be booking into November very shortly. Oh, and I want to let you know about a change to the new Search Console course that I've been working on. Prior to moving, I finished up the, quote, tour of the new Search Console interface tutorials. Now, I call it a tour because it's basically how to find everything and the type of info you can find on all the different tabs. Now, I plan to save the how-to tutorials for the course on the original interface. They'll be coming out toward the end of the year. Now, however, as I reported in a previous Tips Tuesday, Google has now made the new interface the default when you log in. So even though all the functions from the old interface have not been ported over yet, it only makes sense to do the majority of the course on the new interface at this point. That means I've had to reverse my scheduling and put more time into this new interface course, and that may delay the full release. But I think I will go ahead and release this tour and keep on schedule for the discount offer next month. That way you can go ahead and get familiar with the new interface and then be ready for the how-to tutorials as they release. Then I'll flip over to the course on the old interface for how-to posts on any function that's not been ported over to the new interface. How's that sound to you? I think this will get everyone in the DIY SEO course ready for our live workshops, which will begin again in January. And the first one this year will likely be technical SEO again. And the more familiar you can already be with the new interface, the more ahead of the game you'll be. I think this will be a win-win for us. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, this past week, Google began sending out emails through Google Search Console for all your site properties that it has included in its mobile-first indexing. You should get 4 of them, one for every version of your site that you have verified, which is HTTP www, HTTP non-www, HTTPS www, and HTTPS non-www. Now, if you received at least one email, but not all 4, then be sure to check that you have all 4 versions verified. And for those in the DIY SEO course, check the Google Connections tutorials for how to verify a property if you're missing any. Now, if you didn't get any emails, either it hasn't rolled out to you or you don't have any sites verified. Have you heard about the speakable content schema markup? You know, Google continues to beat the drum on adding appropriate schema markup to help your post get a bump up in search. First, it was the recipe plugins, then how-to post. Now, it's for speakable content. If you want Google Assistant to be able to read your post aloud, you'll need to add special schema markup around those sections. Now, before you jump on this train, do your homework. Start by reading the rules in this post that I've got linked for you in the show notes. This is not for evergreen content. The focus is squarely on news stories. In fact, you have to qualify for Google News for your post to even be considered. And then you should add the speakable content markup around the most important sections. You can't add it around the whole post. And you can't include any visual media within the markup either. Now, I probably only have a handful of clients that could make any use of this, but for those who can, it will be a big bonus. So check into it if you write newsworthy posts. I'm seriously looking into this for all the website-related fires that pop up. I do cover hot news, so those posts may very well qualify. As soon as I have time, I'll be checking into what it takes to qualify for Google News. In theme tips, I sure was glad to see this post on the Studio Press blog. It's about the future of Genesis and Gutenberg. Now, you may recall that the Genesis team was part of the buyout when WP Engine acquired Synthesis. We were told that they would continue to empower the Genesis team to continue development of the framework. But with that transition and Gutenberg looming, this is the first evidence we've had of their commitment to move forward. Now, if you use Genesis, I strongly suggest you read this entire post. Note that it mentions they don't expect Gutenberg to release until early 2019. Ooh, I hope that's not true for all our sakes, as it's totally goofing up the regular WordPress updates. Now, I was glad to see so much detail about their thinking with the future of the Genesis framework itself, and that there are few backward compatibility issues with supporting the classic editor. And to me, that means that they will be mindful of helping folks through this transition and supporting both editors for quite some time. For you and me, that means we don't have to be in a rush to jump on Gutenberg. Woo! As far as child themes, they say, quote, "The main focus of updates to the Studio Press themes are on adding styles for the new Gutenberg blocks. We'll also be publishing content with tips on how you can do the same to the custom child themes you have created," end quote. Now, for my webmasters, who are primarily designers, that means you will likely get even more support directly from the Genesis folks soon. I know there are several popular theme developers who've been providing extensive Gutenberg tutorials and help, but it sure will be good to have native support rolled into the Genesis framework and to give you specifics on how to upgrade the base of child themes for Gutenberg block style support and such too. Now, I'm also hoping they come up with a new naming convention for enhanced child themes that support Gutenberg block styling natively. Remember when they added native schema markup and then all of the converted child theme names had pro at the end? Well, maybe they'll have a G or Goot or something in the name. In security and speed tips, if your site is on Cloudflare, and I certainly hope it is, you likely got an email over the weekend announcing their birthday week celebration with lots of presents for us. Now, you might want to go read the post for a bit of Cloudflare's 8-year history and milestones, but more importantly, read what they mean by having a mission to make the internet better. I'm pretty much in agreement with those values and desires too. Now, in the section on increasing value for the community, they drop hints for all the birthday week gifts they will be sharing. Now, here's the list of gifts. On Monday, we are releasing something that will make the internet more private and secure for every user. On Tuesday, we're leading the way democratizing a new internet standard while also making the internet faster. On Wednesday, we're bringing together a coalition of partners to help our customers lower their infrastructure cost dramatically. On Thursday, our actual birthday, we are releasing a new service we hope you'll love that provides something that every one of our customers needs, but now with the best security and lowest price. And on Friday, we are releasing a new product that pushes the power of the internet forward by making it more programmable. Okay, that's the list. Now, I'm pretty sure most of those will either be paid usage products or available on the paid plans. But even so, even the free version of Cloudflare gives you a fantastic cutting-edge speed and performance perk, plus great HTTPS-related perks that I just won't do a site without. Now, when all of the options are configured properly, there is nothing on the planet that beats it. So, if you're not on Cloudflare yet, get on it. If you've had trouble with it in the past, it's likely a configuration issue and can be fixed. If you're on it and haven't had your settings checked recently, at least 12 of them have changed since January. Security and speed requirements are dynamic things and Cloudflare keeps up, but some of those settings are not turned on automatically. Holler at me if you need help with any of it, or contact me for a loyalty audit if you're a site audit client, and get a full checkup, which includes those Cloudflare changes. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid, and to help your buddies, too. And be sure to visit BlogAid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.